SEPTA is officially soliciting proposals from manufacturers to replace its 50-year-old Silverliner 4 cars that are the subject of federally mandated inspections following a series of fires. CEO Scott Sauer says the authority does not have the money to pay for the massive cost of new cars at the moment.
So we did not have $2 billion available for this fleet. So we're going to pursue a loan through the federal government, which will add cost to this. So that $2 billion becomes something much higher at the end of the loan, at the end of the loan cycle.
Sauer says in the meantime, SEPTA crews will perform enhanced maintenance on the trains. They have the obligation, of course, to keep everybody safe. SEPTA announced Friday it has met a federal deadline to complete inspections of its aging Silverliner 4 regional rail fleet. SEPTA negotiators returned to the bargaining table today after members of the Transport Workers Union voted to authorize a strike against the Transit Authority over the weekend. About 5,000 bus, trolley, and subway operators, along with mechanics and other staff, have been working without a contract since November 7th. A woman and two young children have died after an overnight house fire on Hope Street in Philadelphia's Hunting Park neighborhood. Deputy Fire Chief Frank Hannon says there were no working smoke detectors inside the home. A landmark building will continue to host major pieces of Philadelphia's holiday nostalgia. More from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
The iconic Wanamaker Light Show in Dickens Village will officially open to the public on Black Friday, November 28th. Crews are currently unwrapping the figurines that were precursors to Disney's animatronics from the 60s while fluffing Christmas trees, cleaning the sets, and laying down fake snow. And along with the historic holiday show and organ concert, guests will also enjoy some new additions, according to Brian Crawley with Friends of the Wanamaker Organ.
New this year to the experience will be Holly and Humbug, a pop-up restaurant on the main floor. And we will also be welcoming 40 vendors from the Christmas Village across the street. You will still be able to do some of your holiday shopping inside of the Wanamaker building.
Following the closure of Macy's Center City store, more than 1,100 people contributed to the Save the Light Show campaign to keep the Wanamaker Christmas traditions alive. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
For the first time ever, we find out which Philadelphia area restaurants will earn recognition from the Michelin Guide. Tonight, the city hosts the 2025 Michelin Guide Northeast Cities Ceremony. It's at the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts. The event will be streamed live by our news partner, 6ABC, starting at 7:15. In sports, the 76ers whipped up a victory over the Clippers. It was a comeback win, 110-108. Last night, the Sixers host the Raptors tomorrow. Your Philadelphia forecast is calling for partial sunshine in the morning hours, then cloudy skies in the afternoon today on our Tuesday with a high of 48.